Good day, North Pole. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is September 18th. We will be continuing our Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon, in just a few moments. First, let's get to the weather and traffic. It's currently negative 14 degrees Celsius here at the North Pole, with a slight breeze of 5 miles per hour. We will have sun all day for 5 more days. Enjoy those rays while you can. Traffic seems smooth this morning going both in and out of downtown. No accidents or delays have been reported by the Elf Highway Patrol. Let's hope things run smoothly all day. Our listener email today is from Realtor Elf Sheila. Sheila says, "Good day, Elf Stacy, and to all the elves at the North Pole. I will be having an open house this afternoon for a lovely 3-bedroom, 2-bath igloo at 1225 Winter Lane. This charming igloo is less than 5 years old and has upgrades throughout. It sits on a quarter acre and even has a fishing pool in the backyard. If you are looking for a new igloo, come out and see me today." You heard her, elves. If you are currently in the igloo market, this might just be the one you can call home. If you would like me to read an announcement on the air, just email me at elfstacyrose@aol.com. Now we can begin Chapter 4 of Santa and the Pigwidgeon, Patrick Tweedleknees. Claus leaned over the old woman and gently shook her bony shoulders.
"You've got to tell me what you know," he cried. "All the children of the land are sleeping because of this Pigwidgeon curse."
"A Pigwidgeon curse is a fearful thing," wheezed the crone. "That is why you had best go home."
"Who is the Pigwidgeon?" asked Claus. "Where does he live? What does he do?"
The old woman closed her eyes.
"I don't remember," she whined. "I am very old."
She pressed her lips together and would not say another word. Claus begged and teased and threatened, but the old woman would not speak or open her eyes or even breathe.
"She is dead," thought Claus in despair.
At that instant, the crone's eyes popped open and she crackled.
"Ice cream always helps a person to remember."
Claus rushed to an ice cream store and brought back all the ice cream he could carry. The Ancient One ate 7 quarts in 7 different flavors. When the last box was licked clean, she said,
"When I was a girl 100 years ago, a crooked-legged elf told me about the Pigwidgeon. Go to him, and he will tell you, too."
100 years ago," gasped Claus, "where could I find such a creature now?"
"On the Sop Choppy River Ferry," replied the crone.
"Where is that?" asked Claus.
"When night has come, take the crooked road out of town. When you come to the fork, take the middle road to the weeping willow tree. Circle the willow 14 times."
"And then?" cried Claus.
But the old crone's eyes had closed again, her mouth folded together. No more would she say. Claus left her. He went through the town asking directions to the crooked road. No one had ever heard of such a road, nor had anyone heard of the Sop Choppy River Ferry. Claus waited until dark. Then he walked to the 4 edges of the town. Nowhere did he see a crooked road. 4 times he went to the 4 edges of the town. On the 4th time, when he came to the 4th side, the moon had come out and he saw a crooked road where before a straight road had been. Claus was very tired, but he raced down the loony, ziggity, zaggity, yawing, catawampus road. At last he came to a fork. One road branched left, and one road branched right. The middle road was not a road at all, but only a path laid down by the moon. Claus followed the path. He ran on until the path was blocked by a giant willow tree. Although it was winter, the tree was in full leaf. Claus circled the tree 14 times. The circle grew wider and larger until he was miles from the tree. When he had counted 14 times, he fell on the ground in exhausted sleep. A glittering light in the face awakened him. He opened his eyes to find a tiny elf leaning over him. The elf waved a flashlight made of fireflies and shouted, "Wake up! Wake up!"
"Who are you?" stammered Claus.
"Patrick Tweedleknees," snapped the elf, and he gave the astonished Claus a pinch on the nose. That's the end of Chapter 4, but tune in next time for another exciting installment of Santa and the Pigwidgeon. This elf cast has been brought to you by the Elves in Santa's Letter Office, who remind you that the deadline to request a personalized letter from Santa Claus is December 12th. Adult elves may go to writtenbysanta.webs.com to make requests. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. I'm Elf Stacy, wishing you a good day, North Pole.